it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is our warning.
Live in the studio. It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set? Let's go.
The Zone.
Yeah, they may be drawing up the papers after Ole Miss lost to Murray State last night. I mean, this is not the way you want to see it go down, but evidently this is the way it's going to go down unless we have a miracle in Oxford this weekend. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. You already know this from the intro. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Bet 50, play 40, baby. I mean, look at the weather. Bet 50, play 40. Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. An award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Plus, throw in a little Philip M's. Oh, man. Steak, roasted oysters, calamari. And then throw it. Don't forget about Mama M's. It's their new restaurant. It's kind of a craft beer whiskey bar in the front. And their wings and fried chicken is amazing. But there's a lot to do up there. Go ahead and just embrace it. Bet 50, play 40. I got Jackson Meadows with me. And we got a good show lined up for you today. A couple of different ways that you can get in touch with us. Well, you can stream us on thezone1059.com. And the Out of Bounds radio app, So you can hit the stream. Love for you to listen on the radio or stream the show. And then the Ag Up Equipment text line is 601-885-3776. Twitter handle at Bo Bounds. And the Michelob Ultra, we'll do a little golf here especially in honor of Chad Ramey, Mississippi State alum, finishing second at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans with a nice payday. The Michelob Ultra caller line, 601-707-3750. 707-3750. Want to welcome you in as we get ready for a big SEC baseball weekend for Mississippi State. They got to find a way to get one in Arkansas. Baum is a tough place to play. Arkansas's got a good team, and but you are perfectly capable of going up there and winning a game. Now, you'd like to win one early. You know, you don't want to put yourself in that Sunday position. You'd like to win one of the first two so that you put some pressure on them on Sunday, and it's up for grabs for the two teams as far as who could take the series. Mississippi State right now is 19th. 19th in the net rankings. Arkansas's third. They're 40-9. They're 31-2 at home, just to kind of give you an idea of 31-2 at home. Mississippi State is 22-8 at home. Arkansas 6-6 on the road. I mean, they'll be at home. I get that. Mississippi State 7-7 on the road. So kind of identical there, but Mississippi State already has 32 wins. They'll grab a couple of more. They got to avoid getting swept, though. I mean, they're still in, but they got to avoid getting swept by Arkansas. But you need to play aggressive and go in there thinking that you can give them hell and put pressure on them, not just the other way around. But just to give you an idea, the first three teams ranked are A&M 1, Kentucky 2, Arkansas 3, then Georgia's 5, and then Tennessee's 8. And then Bama's 13, and then South Carolina's 14, and then Mississippi State's 19. So that gives you an idea of SEC teams just in the top 19.
That's 7?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No.
8. 8 of 19, my man.
That is a that's range. That's depth. That
and right behind Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at 22nd, Florida at 23rd. So go ahead and put 10 in the top 25.
So Vanderbilt's the ninth highest ranked SEC team in the top 25.
Yeah. They're 3-10 on the road. They're 26-6 at home. Florida's 7-11 on the road. They played a lot of games, though, on the road. I haven't even done that comparison, but
it's 18.
Yeah, that's a lot of games for the Florida Gators. They're 25-23, yet they have a 23, you know, net ranking, Florida. I mean, they played a damn schedule, man. Good grief. And look, I don't keep up with all 365 teams because I actually have a job and a life. But holy Mary Olzab, man. Florida played some teams. And let's see if this lines up again. Is Mississippi? Yeah. Warren Nolan looks identical. So net rankings, Warren Nolan. Clemson's the only non-SEC team in the top five. Clemson Tigers.
Good Lord.
Yeah, boy, they've had a good history. I don't think they've won it though. You know how I mentioned North Carolina and Florida State? Now Clemson may have won it way back when. But I don't know. I don't know if have they won one in the last 50 years? Or are they, did they kind of pull? Florida State's 7th, by the way. North Carolina's 6th. That's the three ACC teams. 4, 6, and 7. They're better than, well, I don't want to say that. Well, Clemson has two natties in football. Florida State has one under Jimbo. North Carolina's not going to do anything in football. Mac Brown's there. They'll be whatever, 6-6 in a bad league. And then, I think Mac seems like a nice guy, but at 71, 72, it's been past time to, But they don't care. I mean, what am I talking about? That's been one of the sleeping giants in college football is North Carolina. North Carolina, UCLA, A&M. I know A&M's had some success. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that year with Johnny Manziel definitely trumps anything that North Carolina or UCLA's done in recent memory. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping Giants, North Carolina, monster. I mean, you drop a Dan Mullen there. Hell, you drop Lane Kiffin there. It's on. Let's see. Who else would be? Well, like Leipold at Kansas and Klieman at Kansas. You know, guys that are winning at places that's really difficult to win. You know, you drop them at North Carolina Chapel Hill. It's on in football.
It's got to be a pretty easy draw. And Chapel Hill is, from what, well, I've driven
it's beautiful.
It, but it's pretty, right?
Pretty. It's what the SEC and Big Ten are going to throw down over.
Ah, yeah.
That's the brand they're going to throw down over. Big time.
That is going to be a bidding war. That's going to be, that's coveted property right there, highly.
Oh, yeah.
No, who gets it? Oh,
the SEC's well, forever I lean towards the Big Ten, but I think that the SEC has gained so much ground academically that, and I'm not sure that the North Carolina Regents will want to travel all up in the Midwest and Northeast as much.
Now they can come down south.
So, yeah, you know, I think we got a shot.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I got to see who this guy is that I'm trying to think of. Jack Leggett. That's the Clemson baseball coach I was trying to think of. That's who I think, O'Sully Sullivan was under him, who's now at Florida, and Tim Corbin. I mean, think about that. I think I have that right. It's Leggett. He was there from 94 to 2015, but I don't think he ever won it.
No, he got there six times.
Mike Martin Sr. got there a lot more than that at Florida State and didn't make it. Big Board coming up next.
If you're a technician or a mechanic, the Napa Auto Parts stores in the Jackson metro area have the best selection and expertise for your business and jobs. All the Napa Auto Parts stores are locally owned by Reggie Sims, and they carry Gear Wrench tools, Milwaukee tools, and much more. Get up and go to your locally owned Napa Auto Parts.
What's on the big board?
Man, oh man. Can't lose to Murray State. I mean, you have some bad losses when you're winning, but you can't do that when you're not winning. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but Ole Miss lost to Murray State 15 innings last night. Goodness gracious. Now they host A&M. We'll see. We will see what happens. Now we got people accusing people of cheating in the league.
All right.
Texas A&M coach Jim Schlossnagel. He was at TCU. He wanted the Mississippi State job years ago. That was a weird romance that he and Cohen went through, and Cohen eventually said, no, thank you. I think there was maybe a little bit of baggage there that Cohen felt like he had to avoid. So what is this? Texas A&M head coach Jim Schlossnagel made the comments about another SEC team getting busted with a live feed in their dugout, and that it was an SEC East school.
Come on now, Jim.
Dave Van Horn said he should not have said anything. He said those comments shouldn't have been made. that the school in question was in the other division. We're still in divisions in baseball. Again, no more divisions going forward in football. Well, for now, I guess if we add another, who knows how many teams, they could split it all up again. I'm not sure how that looks if you go to, you know, 18 or 20 at some point, if everybody gets rated and the SEC and Big Ten take who they want to get to 20. Or if you go to two super leagues, of, you know, I don't know, what is that, 32 apiece, somewhere in there. Then at that point, I don't know if you break back out into divisions and it kind of looks like the NBA or the NFL. But anyway, right now, you know, let's go with what we got in 2023. We do have divisions in baseball, and we will not have divisions in football. Now there's a debate over if it was Vanderbilt,
Georgia,
Wes Johnson.
That's it.
People don't like Wes Johnson for whatever reason. Well, they don't like Tim Corbin, really. I think state fans are okay with Corbin after they beat him in the championship series. With Rocker and Leiter. Wow. I will say this from being in Omaha. During that series, Vanderbilt, that was the best-looking team I think I've ever seen. Them in Texas.
It was
blue. And I've been watching college baseball that I can remember. I watched it before this, but that I can remember since about 80, 81 with those Castoria teams at Mississippi State. But yeah, I would say Vanderbilt off the bus, Texas off the bus that year were just, and they looked like Major League Baseball players.
Right. J.J. Blade, wasn't he in the outfield there too? With Vandy, he was number one player overall. I mean, coming through there.
I guess he was.
Yeah. And he's stroking, to say the least.
Yeah?
He's really good. Really, really good. Sweet swing. Sweet left.
I met a Vanderbilt, I don't know what's wrong with my voice, but I met a Vanderbilt player with Tanner Allen last Wednesday that was a first-round pick that got, like, he's with the Marlins organization. So he's with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And he got, like, $6 or $7 million when he signed. And this dude was yoked up. We hung out for about an inning. But yeah, he's one of Tanner Allen's teammates with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Tell you who also went through the Blue Wahoos. J.J. Blade.
Is he?
He went through there. He's at the A's.
Did you see what Brent Rooker did this week?
Yeah, what?
Man.
What are these kids doing from Mississippi?
Give Rook credit. That kid, man, he came a long way, didn't he? He gives Andy Canizero a lot of credit, too. He's from Germantown. Okay, he's one of those Germantown kids. Yeah, they kind of got the travel ball bug before us.
Yeah.
We've made up a lot of ground, but Rook's doing some cool things, man.
With the Twins for a long time, now he's with the A's.
Yeah, he made the All-Star team with the A's last year.
Sure did. They're painting the All-Star rosters, man.
Yeah.
I
know.
Razor snuck one. Like, did Renfro sneak one?
I don't know if Renfro made one. I can't remember. I hope he did. Hunter's a good dude. Really good dude. He's been in studio a couple of times. We appreciated him hanging out.
You think you think that's the definition of country strong right there?
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes. Hunter Renfro is, you know how we were talking about how Derek is 260 pounds. Because Derek looks like a nose tackle.
Yeah, a little stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a, you know, or a left guard in high school. Maybe a center. I could see that. But yeah. He doesn't look like an offensive tackle. So, nose guard, nose tackle, depending on, you know, what you're running. But, Hunter Renfro's country strong.
He's got 180 bombs in his career so far. That's lit.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Because he's kind of spot played at times.
Right.
Now, I don't know what he's doing with the – I mean, it's still early in the season. I don't know what he's doing with the
with the Royals this year. I hope he and Adam Frazier are doing well. I hope Gray Kessinger does well. I hope, you know, all these dudes. Man, when you make it to the bigs, you know, life is just so good. I mean, the travel, the food, the money. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Bank Plus. It's more than a name. It's a promise. Also presented by, if you had any roofing damage as far as your business, you know, any kind of commercial building, you want to go with Independent Roofing Systems. Any kind of commercial building, commercial, industrial, manufacturing, Independent Roofing Systems, roofing.ms. Let's see. Will says Westberg is tearing it up at the Orioles.
Turnbull. He's played well. These kids, all of them are playing so well. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Renfro had 31 bombs and 96 RBIs for the Sox in 1 year. They let him ride. His first week in the league was probably one of the most exciting comeouts and comeout parties or whatever.
Who?
Renfro's. He just started parking balls out there in Petco.
San Diego.
Yes, on the tin roof out there in left
field.
Man. He started just drilling balls out there.
The Padres.
What a cool spot.
Yeah. I hate that they lost their NFL team.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's tough. Kansas City may be losing theirs.
No way.
Okay. Arrowhead, them aren't they?
They have no.
They're not going to get it done.
Chiefs are not going to leave.
San Antonio wants them.
They're one of the blue bloods.
San Antonio wants them. Be a boring place for NFL.
Nick says Renfro still has a hand cannon hanging off of his right shoulder, too. Don't test him. Yeah. Yeah, that's some good dudes. Matt from Madison says just wait until Connor Griffin gets to the league.
Won't be too long.
So he'll get drafted this summer out of Jackson Prep, and we'll see if he goes to MLB or LSU. Right now, I think somebody said the White Sox at like number 6, 7, or 8 or something. So we'll see. You gotta take that whatever it is.
Go,
I don't know what that slot is now. 7-ish million, 8 million, whatever it is. All right, the Out of Bounds Show. If you need cataract surgery, call Eye Care Professionals and Dr. Kirk Jeffries today. Cataract surgery, Eye Care Professionals, Dr. Kirk Jeffries. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it, after a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to, and I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day, and that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. you don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
The Mississippi Braves return to Trustmark Park May 14th through 19th against the Biloxi Shuckers. We open the homestand with Dog Days, where you can bring your pup to the park, plus enjoy $2 hot dogs. After Wednesday First Responders Day, we host Thirsty Thursday. Blues and Brews with drink specials all night. Plus, the first 333 fans get a trucker cap, presented by Budweiser. Friday, May 17th, the first 1,000 fans get a 20th year of Trustmark Park commemorative t-shirt, courtesy of Trustmark. Saturday, we have post-game fireworks following the 6:05 game, plus it's Madison County Night. The series concludes with Sunday Family Fun Day at 2:05 on May 19th. For tickets and more, MississippiBraves.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Your team's playing SEC baseball this weekend. And Ole Miss is at home against the Texas A&M Aggies. Holy moly. Texas A&M Aggies, number one in the country. Mississippi State on the road, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And they will take on the mighty Arkansas Razorbacks at number three. So Ole Miss plays number one, Mississippi State plays number three on the road. And we mentioned earlier all the teams in the top 20 and top 25 as far as, should we spin the wheel? I don't know if, I think we may should spin the wheel in about 10 or 15 minutes if people want to jump on our YouTube channel, search Out of Bounds Sports, because I see all kinds of giveaways. Golden Moon Hotel. Give it a spin. What do you think? I elevated it a little bit. I put it on a box.
I saw that, man. I liked it. I like it. It's going to help me out a lot with this angle. I got a great shot for it, too. So it's
sweet.
It looks really nice.
All right.
I like it. It's big time.
So they can comment on it live and just say, hey, or hey, Bo, or hey, Jackson, or what's up, OOB. And that's how you enter, and you could win, and then we'll pick a, and we don't usually do it this early. I know a lot of you are driving, so we're going to test this out. It's usually at the earliest, an 8:15 deal, you know, 8:30, 9:15, 9:30, but we'll see how it goes.
You don't want people commenting while they're divvying and diving all the way through I-20 and I-55.
No, but if you're stopped at a stoplight.
Oh, you got all day.
Or you're already at work, or you're walking in the neighborhood, or you're in the carpool line and you're stopped. You can go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports, and comment. You can tell us, you know, your prediction on the Ole Miss Rebels football, or if Bianco is staying or going.
11-1.
Mississippi State's picked next to last. So if you could ever be a surprise team, Mississippi State could be in 2024. Or what MSU can do in baseball, you can just say, hey, Bo, hey, Jackson. But we are on the cameras, and we're on YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. And I may should put on these shades from Key City. How about that? Key City brought us some sunglasses.
They brought the heat.
I know. They brought the heat, baby. But anyway, on this deal, we've got all kinds of giveaways. Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, Golden Moon, bar kits, swag bags, and so on. Remind me after the show, I got to get our guys who won the March Madness Bracket Challenge their stuff.
All right.
Do we need to flip on the air who gets the Kona big wave?
I would, yes.
Okay.
Need proof.
Yeah.
I'd want proof.
I don't know either, dude. Yeah. So I'm not going to be, nor would I be, biased. Yeah, I'm not.
You're not flipping the coin a certain way?
No. Yeah. I mean, actually, I got to find a coin. I think I've got some change underneath the bar. A quarter or something.
Yeah.
But we may need to do that at like 8 or 8:15.
You need an out-of-bounds quarter.
I know, that'd be cool.
Like a little golf marker?
I have some golf markers, maybe back in that right room.
I like that.
But I don't know for sure if I have them or if I took them all home for my son.
It's one with that.
Somebody gave me a bunch of stuff, and it was golf swag like that. Some golf markers, and I gave them to him. I had some Live Lucky ones. You know the ones they give out at the Boer Lodge?
Yeah.
And I don't know where they are. I misplaced them. Those were my favorite. Blue and white?
Yeah.
Really cool.
If you had one of that with that microphone on it?
Now, that would be cool. That microphone's cool.
It's hot. Thing rules.
Yeah. So if you want to watch the show, you can go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. That's our channel. And comment on it. There's a place where you can comment on it live. Mm-hmm. You know, just say, hey, that's how you enter.
I'll respond.
And we'll find somebody. Jackson, if we get some people in the next 10 or 12 minutes, we'll pick somebody and we'll spin the wheel.
Love it.
Spin the wheel. I already see an Ole Miss fan that's done on the text line. And... you know, I understand your frustration. You're in a tough spot with all the success that Mike Bianco has had and the national championship that was kind of out of nowhere. I mean, you knew.
I don't know if it was talented.
I mean, you had a very talented team. It just left the grid for a while, and then it got hot, and then it won it. But he's been, this was a school that did not care about baseball ever. And Mike took the job, and it was perfect timing. Mike was hungry. Dan McDonald was hungry. And they went out on the road in 2001-2003, and they got after it. They recruited their tails off. And how they didn't win it in 2004-2005, let's see. I did a remote from the library in 04, before the Texas regional with Coach Kessinger and Jake Gibbs. And, so it was like back to back to back super regionals, Texas, Miami, and somebody else, maybe Virginia. Those Ole Miss teams were loaded. Ole Miss's ballpark played to hitting bombs. Mike and Dan McDonald recruited to that. The rest is history. And during that time, Mississippi State wasn't good at baseball. Ron Polk came back, he and his staff didn't recruit, and you got those results. So, the timing, Bianco dominated Polk how long that was, maybe a 7-year stretch, and Cohen flipped it. The bottom line is, as we talk about all the time, I was talking to a friend about this last week. John Cohen modernized your college baseball program because it operated like it was 1978. And Mike Bianco took advantage, but didn't quite punch his ticket as much as people wanted to the College World Series, but lived in regionals and super regionals. Eventually would go to the CWS in 2014 and win it in 2022. And now you just get the sense that it's kind of, the end is here. I don't know how it's going to look. I don't know what Keith Carter and Mike Bianco decide. Keith has got such job security that Keith could actually run it back with Bianco because Keith hired Lane Kiffin. And football drives everything. And Lane's winning big and the university's making money off of it. So Keith actually has the chips, so to speak, and you want as many chips as you can get in life and business. Keith could run it back, believe it or not, even with all the hand-wringing, everything else that would happen. But you just get the sense that maybe they're going to get a deal done, that Mike doesn't want to go out on a
on a year three in case that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Of losing because he's won so much. So maybe they find a number that everybody can live with. Mike's made a fortune. He's got a ton of state retirement. If he wants to work again, he can. And, you know, who knows? I mean, Mike to me is just a ball coach. I mean, he doesn't do a whole lot else. And I don't know that. But Mike is so intense, so serious. Lives and breathes. It's done an amazing job, built Ole Miss into a really good baseball program. Again, didn't quite get the CWS appearances that you wanted, but still made spring relevant in Oxford because nobody cared in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s as far as Ole Miss baseball. I'd like to hear, you know, your thoughts on the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776, or you can comment on our YouTube channel. Search Out of Bounds Sports, and by commenting live, you enter to possibly win something really cool, like a night at the Golden Moon or a couple rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit. I don't even know what else we have.
Maybe an autograph.
Oh, autographed baseballs.
Oh, I was talking about one of ours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should. What would you say? So Blake thought it was hilarious when I would sign an empty beer can.
Oh, I love that.
And we would give it to a listener.
That's hilarious. That's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And he also liked it when we gave away a bag of air. I would sign the brown bag, too.
Big fan of that.
He just thought that was the best thing ever.
Well, yeah, of course he did. Yeah, is that an option on the is it an option on the wheel?
I think I took it off.
Oh,
it was so obnoxious.
It is. It is and it isn't. But I understand. I mean,
autograph bag of air.
It's on there.
It's on there. Okay, good.
Yeah. Autograph bag of air is on there.
I knew he wouldn't let you take it all the way off, or he would sneak it back in if he needed to.
Basically, he would make this big, funny ordeal. He would, like, you know, carry the bag around the room. He'd go, all right, it's full of air. And then, you know, close it up, and then I'd sign it.
I like that.
Yeah.
How many bags of air did you give away?
A few.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We can give away one this morning.
How was it received?
People thought it was funny.
Okay, good. Right, yeah. So we do have hope in this world with humor.
Yeah. Okay. We do have hope with humor.
Okay.
Thankfully. This guy says he's from a 228 number on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I'm an Ole Miss baseball season ticket. Whoa, they're coming in. Hang on. Let me find this one again. Hang on. All right. I'm an Ole Miss baseball season ticket holder, and I've never been one to call for change. But the tides have turned. It's a new game in the college world with the admin of transfer portal and NIL. So some type of change has to be made. That's a new coaching regime or the way they do things in terms of recruiting, because Ole Miss has missed the mark the last three seasons on their recruiting. So that's a season ticket holder from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Steven says they're not going to fire Coach Bianco. One money. Last year was bad due to injury. This year, if you look at the team, they're young. If you're going to fire him over a couple of bad seasons, you have to look at why. Number five, he built Ole Miss baseball. So Stephen S. says what I said about a month ago, and that SEC insider hit got crushed when I talked about Bianco and Lemonis, and we cut it out. And I said, look, they're not going to get fired because of the money on the line. Now, but if Bianco agreed to a settlement, they may could come to... Now, I don't think Keith Carter's just going to do a straight buyout of everybody, Bianco and the two assistants. That's pretty pricey. Mm. Okay. But if, and look, most people don't give a discount, and I don't blame them. You know, corporate America wants you to work for little to nothing, right? And so would Bianco be willing to settle for like 50% on the dollar? I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. I have no idea. Negative. But after last night's loss to Murray State, we'll see. They basically have to sweep if not sweep 5 of 6 the next two weekends, even with their RPI, I think, to get in. Maybe I'm wrong. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, and we are brought to you by Eye Care Professionals and Dr. Kirk Jeffries. If you need cataract surgery, call Eye Care Professionals today and Dr. Kirk Jeffries. Eye Care Professionals, Dr. Kirk Jeffries for cataract surgery.
two locations on Lakeland Drive, one in Jackson, and Flowood Bellmead. Jackson Meadows, Bo Bounds with you. Hope you're doing well. Mississippi State is going to go to the postseason. Lemonis is going to make it, at least for another year. And Mississippi State fans are excited about it. Last weekend was crazy. The crowds were nuts. They were into it. They took two or three from Alabama. Now they go on the road to face the mighty, mighty Arkansas Razorbacks. Number three in the country right now. Arkansas is number three. They have had an amazing year. So let me give that to you. They're 40-9. Their strength of schedule is 17. Mississippi State is 32-16, and their strength of schedule is 18. Yeah.
That is brutal. I remember asking this probably a couple of years back.
Uh-oh.
At this point in time, the SEC was not as deep in football, or as not as deep in baseball as they were in football. They're deeper now, right? Well, with Texas and Oklahoma, I may have to retract that.
No. They're way more deeper in baseball than they are in football. First of all, last year in football was a super down year across the league.
Sure.
All you have to do is look at the college football playoff,
right,
and who won it and so on. And we had a bunch of teams that were usually good that, or at least pretty good, that were not good. So yes, SEC baseball is a lot deeper than SEC football. Could that change? Yeah. I don't think to the extent we just said there was eight teams in the top 19.
Yeah. That's
And yeah. 10 in the top 25
a little
in baseball. Whew. In the first three teams, 1, 2, and 3, and number 5, are all SEC teams.
Now
A&M, Kentucky, Arkansas, then Clemson, then Georgia. Four of your five are SEC teams in baseball.
We've had years like that in football, but not, you know, oh, man. There have been years where they've dominated. They put about 6 in the top 10 pretty easily. I'll find them. I know it for a fact.
Okay.
I know for a fact.
Okay.
It may not have ended that way, which, you know.
Well, you're talking about, like, rankings, like,
yeah,
October 1.
Yeah, and those don't even count. Four,
no, they don't.
They don't even count. Yeah, you're right.
No.
When are they going to adjust when they put out those rankings?
Well, the AP and the coaches do theirs early. The college football playoff doesn't do theirs until whatever it is, 8 weeks into the season.
Yeah, but don't you think that those early polls have a little impact?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
So they're picking the best teams regardless.
Yes.
I don't know.
The AP and coaches poll have zero. First of all, they're both. A lot of that is a joke.
Oh, it is.
But as we've said for years, but. Look, we were all fooled coming out of World War II until we got into this model the last 10 years, 60s, 70s, 80s. Now you can throw all that away.
Right.
As far as the way, you know, it was, let me ask you this. In 1970, a guy who's a college football writer is watching the, Michigan Notre Dame game in late September. And he's an AP voter, but that's the only game he gets to see that day.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. There's right. not TV. What are we doing? So you just look at the final results from that day, and then you vote on it on Sunday. And you call it in.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
You called in your vote. No. You called in your top 25 in 1970.
Yeah. You're telling me that you would pick up the phone, you would literally dial it up and call somebody and
they eventually faxed it once they rolled those out, but you called in your top 25 vote.
Who's taking those votes?
I don't know. That's I guess somebody in New York at an AP office.
Do you set that on an intern? No.
No, because I think they're putting the paper together on a Sunday. I mean, the Sunday paper's already gotten put out, but they're getting ready to put the Monday paper on, and that was back when companies and like the Associated Press was staffed to the nines. I mean,
all these companies had too many people in 1970.
So they probably
had just layers and layers and layers of administrative bureaucracy. That's obviously been cut out through one, somewhat efficiency, two, corporate greed. Does that make sense?
It does.
All right. The Out of Bounds Show is driven by your next Nissan Pathfinder, Nissan Rogue, Canon Nissan in Jackson. Canon Nissan in Jackson. All new body styles. The Canon Nissan Pathfinder, which is super sharp. And then the Rogue is the crossover with amazing gas mileage driven by Canon Nissan in Jackson. Have we had anybody comment?
Oh, I should probably look at that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to do over here? Okay, word.
Well, the only way that we can do it later. It doesn't matter to me.
I was just wondering.
But the only way that I can spin the wheel is for you to tell me somebody's name.
Oh, Lord.
Like Craig.
I got like
Sheila. David.
Okay. I should probably get on this.
You know, Samantha.
You mean to rattle off the names that have hit us?
Well, just give me one so that we can say so and so wins whatever when I. So we want people to go to YouTube.
Yes.
Search Out of Bounds Sports. That's our channel. We're about to spin the Tito's Vodka prize wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have a Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary at Aplos on, you know, late Saturday morning and order some Greek wings. Now, so you got to give me a name.
Yeah.
Like Molly.
Okay.
And I can spin the wheel and they either win a bag of air or something. Yeah, that's probably the coolest thing we have on here. Cooler than this hotel room, bar swag, autographs, rounds of golf.
All right, I got you. Ready?
Yeah.
Give me Marcus.
Is this for Marcus?
Marcus.
All right, we're about to spin. Go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports, and we're going to see what Marcus wins.
All right. No way. Oh, I thought it hit autograph bag of air.
Oh, it was. Man, he almost won an autograph, but he got a Y'all Lifestyle swag.
Oh, that's a close one, too. That's good.
Okay.
I like
it. All right, so Marcus is a winner. Do we have another one?
We got plenty of.
All right, hold on. Let me write this down.
Yeah. We should probably do that.
Let me write this down. Because
sounds intellectual.
Well, I don't know if intellectual is what I'm looking for, but we do need to know who won and who didn't. So, Marcus is a winner. Y'all Lifestyle swag. We may add some things to that. And thank you, Marcus, for watching on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. We love you. Do I have somebody else?
Yeah, heck yeah. We got Christian.
Christian.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Let me take a sip of coffee.
Yeah.
Woo. Man, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I
got you a Sprite earlier.
Yeah, I retired coffee.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
All right, here we go.
Well, it's probably a lot better.
Tito's Vodka Prize, Will. Burgers, nice. Blues, and Barbecue gift card. B3, baby.
That's a heater.
Honey, butter, chicken, biscuit.
Big time.
Brought to you by Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue. Dogwood, Flowood, new location, Brandon and Madison. Honey, butter, chicken, biscuit. Jackson knows how good it is. He just had one a couple weeks ago. Who was that we just... Oh, Christian.
Christian.
And B3. All right. Do we want to do one more?
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
All right, we got 60 seconds. Let's go. Give me
Richard.
A name.
Richard.
Richard. Tito's swag bag.
All right.
For Richard. Three winners. We still got I've got to flip a coin on our two March Madness winners. I've got to flip a coin to see who gets the Kona. Big Wave. Liquid Aloha cooler. We'll find something else super awesome for whoever doesn't get it. But I got to flip I can't remember the guys' names. I got to search in my email. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're brought to you by the Mississippi State College of Business. Over 2 million in scholarships available next year. Top research institution in the state of Mississippi, presented by the Mississippi State University College of Business. Tour it this month.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.